Can you hear me? Can you see me?
I can both of those things, despite my best efforts.
That's right, sweetie toots. You'll never be rid of me.
Yeah. No, I'm just glad that you could make time. I know you had to cancel your commencement address at Benedictine College to be here, so.
Yeah, I figured the first one did it so good that I can't even try.
Oh, I was trying to imply that he was a last minute replacement for you, but he just read your speech.
Honestly, you know how in like those movies about dancing, the troop that goes first will like steal the dance and like, oh no, they stole our routine. Mm-hmm. Now it's gonna look like we're copying them.
And then they got to come up with a whole new thing that was like, actually, yeah, just do what you always did before I came and coached you. Go back to your roots, which is real dance. It's like that, but for homophobia, yeah, racism, and sexism.
Yeah, turns out there's only so many ways you can phrase women shouldn't be smart, go back to the kitchen, mm-hmm, without, you know. That's really the only way you can say it. You can only rehash that so many times.
And that's your Turning Point USA audition video.
It was supposed to be me up there. That was my time in the spotlight, saying that and also hawking cryptocurrency like that Ohio guy.
Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
You did cut out a little bit on my end. I think it's you. I think it's...
You think it's me? You think it's me? How fucking dare you? How dare you? I show up here with pristine internet I'm paying $90 a month for. A laptop that I embezzled from a previous employer. And all the gusto in the world, and you say that I'm not pulling my weight on this weekly wellness check to make sure you haven't killed yourself? How dare you?
You don't know that. This could be pre-recorded.
It could be. I mean, I am that predictable. You do know me pretty well. You could probably actually pre-record this entire thing.
You sure are, Dan.
Oh, no.
Anyway, talk about yourself for a while.
God damn it.
An inescapable trap for a Dan.
Got to go to friend of the show Adair's wedding reception this weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went well. I got to sort of co-MC that with Maya. And it was a really fun time. It was a lovely ceremony. I got to meet so many people important to Adair and that I'd only known by reputation before. Got to dance a little, got to, you know, drink a little, got to eat a lot, just had a great time. I was doing my thing, you know, emceeing and giving toasts and all that kind of stuff. And it was really, really, Maya's roommate Joel had my fucking number, man.
Did he rip you a new one?
No, I sat down after my toast and he just looked at me and goes, "I'm really glad you got over your crippling fear of public speaking." Mm-hmm. Motherfucker had met me for the first time that night. That was like, God damn. It was laser guided. It was pretty good. Pretty good.
I should go meet this Joel. He knows how to hurt you, and that brings me joy.
Yeah, Joel's fun. Joel's fun.
I loved his work on the Satellite of Love with three robots.
He doesn't know that I'm definitely using his Disney Plus subscription. So,
oh, that Joel.
Shh, Austin, quiet. X-Men 97 finale. I haven't watched it yet. I need you to shut up.
Well, not to give it away, but it turns into X-Men 98.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They add an X-Men.
But then we'll have the... Yeah, okay. That's fair. Once there's 100 X-Men, they'll be able to, I don't know, make a wish with Shinra, the dragon, or whatever.
You do got to collect 100 mutants, yeah. And they can't be Morlocks. Mutants. They can't be lame mutants. They all got to do something cool.
Yeah. Those second-class mutants, the Morlocks.
I don't like what you say.
Why are you saying mutant with such a hard M?
Mutant.
Oh. Yeah, I guess hard gross. T. Hard T, yeah, mutant with a hard T.
As opposed to mutant.
Yeah, not a mutant, but a mutant. There you go. We found the hate. Good job, buddy.
I can find it at 60 paces.
Yeah,
it's
I
always
know.
In your eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're a monster. You should be stopped.
my cat is really mad that I was gone for 4 days. So she's just screaming outside the door. You will 100% hear her on this recording.
Now, is that the cat or is that your wife and you're trying to establish an alibi?
It's the cat.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't murder her. That's
no, I'm way too whipped to ever murder Courtney. I'd let her murder me.
Well,
for sexual reasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want the carotene
straight up let her murder me. Yeah. Please kill me, mommy.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
Oh, that's enough of that. I don't need to get in any more of my personal life. That's fine.
Are you sure? We can do a whole episode about how you got weird fetishes. Your wife has the humor.
No, we're good.
Are you sure? We don't need to tell the people at home how you like to dress up as Misty from Pokemon?
To be fair, Austin, I don't think it's a secret that I have an ass that won't quit.
Mm.
And I look fantastic in suspenders. So that's really more of a coincidental styling than strictly cosplay.
Yeah,
okay?
more just a confluence of things now that you're doing the math.
This is a thing that happens with my wife and I because we have similar taste, similar styling, and we've been together for 12 years.
It's all about communication, right? To keep a marriage fresh, you have to be open with I like to dress as anime character Misty, whatever her last name is, and I want you to dress up as a Pikachu and shock me in the nipples with a taser. That needs to be addressed in a healthy marriage.
If you think I need anything less than a go-kart battery, you don't know anything about me. But what I was going to say is we often end up wearing similar outfits, unplanned. We'll just both be about to get in the car and look at each other and go, God damn it.
One of us will have to go change, usually, you say.
Yeah, it happens. It's way too close. Not like identical, but just too close. We both own way too much blue. Just way too much blue.
Navy blue? Or
No, I like a powder blue. I like a chambray blue. I like a lot of blues. Not a lot of navy, though. Navy's just a little too... I don't know.
Young Republican?
Yeah, especially in a blazer. Get the gold buttons on there, and it's just like, oof.
Oh, but you love
like
a gold
button.
Feel
like I'm at a Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. I do like a gold button, but I prefer a gold coin or a golden ticket or a golden shower. One of those is usually better.
I can give you a golden shower, but it is a monkey's paw wish, so it would be molten gold raining on you to inevitably cause your death.
Oh, not unlike Daenerys' older brother Viserys when he demands his crown.
Yeah, I can give
Carl
you the creepy
Drago.
Older brother from Game of Thrones treatment.
Yeah, I literally just finished the Game of Thrones audiobook, and I'm about a third of the way through Clash of Kings right now. It's, oh my God, it's so much better than the TV
show.
But
you know what?
Just, like,
you already
so
know what
good.
Happens, idiot.
Oh, I don't know if you realize this, Austin, but things can be enjoyable even if you know what's going to happen.
No, that's not true. That's not even a little true.
That's why Paul Muad'Dib is such a happy person. He's got prescience, but he can still enjoy the ride. That's why he has great mental health for the remainder of the story that he's in, and everything goes great for him.
Well, I think the only reason he's sad is because he knows just like how much like sex witch magic is in the sequels, and he gets real bummed out about that. Hey, Frankie H, he calls. He calls Frank Herbert. Hey, it's me, Paul Muad'Dib, the chosen one over here. Hey, Frankie H, you got to get away from the tantric stuff, man.
You have, the most depressing part of prescience would be knowing when your gooning streak is going to end.
That's true. And then it's not just gooning, it's just killing time.
I like that people are trying to turn... jacking off into meditation. It's fantastic.
Well,
wellness culture has just gone so far, it's going to keep going.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, what is meditation if not masturbation for the soul? Which brings me to a new line of inspirational books I'm writing.
Masturbation for the soul.
Chicken soup for the masturbator's soul.
Why has every book come pretty sticky? I don't think that's
to take
that's
away
a good
the
marketing
shame
strategy.
Of an unstickied book, Dan.
you're adding shame to everyone else involved in the process.
Well, I guess the real shame is that it's I cheat on that. I use what normally makes it sticky, but I have to add a bunch of glue to that to sell it for such the scale that I'm printing the books at. It's Don't tell anybody about that. It'll cause a major scandal if it ever gets out. I'm using performance-enhancing adhesives on those books.
President of Iran's helicopter went down. Can we talk about that instead of your jack-off book? Because it just seems like more fun.
I would
to
argue
me.
That history shall remember both as equally momentous.
No, the U.S. is like, we totally don't know anything about
anything.
That. Tee-hee. Right? Meanwhile, CIA ops were just arrested in fucking Congo. They're like, oh, no, we just took the wrong flight. We're just confused.
How did I get here?
I don't know, but France's empire is crumbling. We've got multiple countries being like, get your troops the fuck out of here and stop oppressing New Carlinia. And it's, boy, there's just so much happening. And I'm really, really concerned that we're looking at like a World War III, but not in like a nuclear winter kind of way, but just like France being like, fuck it, this is the only way we keep our empire. Yeah, war on Iran? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I wouldn't put it past Macron. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like he flips a coin, but it's two faces coin. So it's a shitty choice and then a shittier choice that he goes with every time he has to make a decision.
Instead of saying someone has a micro penis from now on, can we say they have a Macron penis?
A Macron penis. Well, it has macro right in there. The waters are chummed from misunderstanding.
Right. The waters are chummed. Oh, God. That is how I'm going to end sexy texts with my wife.
Hey,
I
baby,
get in here. The waters
get back
are chummed.
Here. My waters are chummed. I got my Misty outfit on, and I'm ready for gazing, sweetie.
This is how you seduce your wife during Shark Week.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I seen 30 men go in the water. I seen 20 come out. Wives, they get the rest. Eyes like a doll's eyes. They don't seem living till they're right up on you. Am I right, husbands?
Could we remake Jaws, but make it about dolphins? Because those motherfuckers
are scary. That's what Flipper was
scary.
About. You ever watch that?
No.
He eats like three kids.
What?
Yeah.
Flipper eats children?
That's
like a Democrat in the back of a pizza parlor?
Hey-o. Well, that depends. Are you easily gaslit?
I don't even know what that means.
Then yes, Flipper eats three children in the movie Flipper.
Wow. I would have thought that I'd remember that, but you know me, Austin. I never pay attention to film or television and, you know, remember specific details about them.
No, that's not one of your special interests at all.
Special interest? What are you implying?
That you're as neurotypical as a slightly more neurotypical young Sheldon.
Oh, no. Everyone knows who the best boy and key grip are on every film they've ever watched. That's normal. I've told you this.
Well,
you're
think,
the one being weird.
I think that's more you like having a best boy fantasy and not really understanding what that is in a movie making context.
Well, I've just, you know, never.
You think it's a full grown man dressed up as a child that licks a giant lollipop the just on stage? Because that's what I think
it is. I don't. I certainly don't think it's that. And I'm gonna have to block the search term yaoi from your browser now.
No.
I'm a little concerned.
How am I supposed to read fan fiction now? It's all boy smooching.
This one's Trump x Biden. I feel like you're better off without it.
Listen, it's important to get your political news from a wide variety of sources.
An archive of our own is not a news organization.
I've never even heard of that because I'm normal and good.
Fuck you. You're so into AO3. You're on to AO5.
Oh, shit. Is that out?
It is.
Oh, shit.
It's like the DSM. They keep adding grosser shit to it.
There's so many more boys smooching I got to catch up on.
Sonic and Shrek, shut the fuck up.
That was no, that's old hat. That's AO2 tops.
More like AO2 bottoms. Oh,
is that what they do? They just rub their bottoms together?
Sure, Austin. This episode has gotten more unhinged than usual. Are you okay? What's going on, pal? What's going on?
Well, it's because I had to turn off the camera, and now I think I'm free of consequence.
Well, to be fair, Austin, your life didn't matter at all, so you can say whatever you want.
Didn't? and will not. And I refuse to let
it. No. There's still potential. Your life could still matter to more than like, fuck, me and Amanda. I don't know, man. The list ain't long.
Even then,
the
it's
people,
like, you know,
the fans
depends
are
on
real.
The day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Amanda's like, who?
Oh, you mean the basement boy.
Oh, my basement boy. Yeah, his check didn't arrive last month. What is going on with him?
That's how she'll know I'm dead.
Yep, and then she'll discover your cat Spinny gorged on your corpse.
Just fully Garfielding out on my lasagna cadaver.
I love Mondays.
I love Mondays.
Garfield's like a shitty name for a cat. We can agree on that, right?
It was a shitty name for a cat until Jim Davis, like, manifested it. Now it's the only name for a cat.
Is it? You named your cat after a Steven Universe character, so...
I named you after
you
a Steven
know
Universe
cool,
character.
You know cool cat names.
You're not going to follow up on how I named you after a Steven Universe character?
Listen,
I fucked with the timeline a little bit. So it's you know, butterfly flapping its wings. There's no longer a Dan Eit in Steven Universe.
I really thought you were going to compare me to Lars, which would have been apt and hurtful.
I'm going to compare you to Lars von Trier. Why you make them gross movies? Stop
or
it.
Or Lars... Oh, fuck, who's the Lars from Metallica? He's terrible.
Ulrich.
He's like the worst drummer in the world. Yeah, thank you. He's so bad.
I only know him because Weird Al dunked on him so hard, ain't nobody heard from him since.
What did Weird Al do?
He did the Don't Download This Song, and he mentioned Lars Ulrich, and that was nuclear.
Was it nuclear? I think he was just mentioning him because Metallica is famously litigious.
Yeah.
I don't think he was commenting on the fact that he's just not a very good drummer.
It's implied. With Weird Al, you got to read between the lines.
Yeah, master of subtlety, Weird Al Yankovic. whole senior seminars of creative writing programs you are dedicated to understanding the nuance of the lyrics of Weird Al Yankovic. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of dedicated Yankologists out there, and we'll crack it one of these days.
I know you've written several papers on Yankology.
Well, I like to, I learn by doing.
Yeah, but I can only do Yankology if I'm being peer reviewed. It helps.
I can't do it unless you're watching. Look at me. Look at me.
Oh, that's why Columbia spends so much money on academic cuck chairs.
Yeah, it's the entire Department of Yankology.
I just don't understand why they had to get them from Lockheed Martin. Like, what's going on?
Oh, that's kickbacks.
Oh, sure.
And, we tried to get the cuckold chairs from Boeing, but...
They just kept...
Well, we'd order them, and then they just kept shooting that guy in the face, whoever ordered them.
Oh, man. I met someone at this wedding reception who worked at Boeing, and the most awkward person I know chimes up immediately and goes... So they killed all the whistleblowers, right?
That couldn't have been the most awkward person you know. I was not able to attend.
I know, Austin. I know.
You know, people are more awkward than me. How fucking dare you?
I know.
You know how hard it is to not pay attention to social
Austin,
cues?
I apologize. This is really awkward now.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted because I put so much time and effort into... You know, knowing about stuff like Pregnant Sonic, and here this guy comes along and he just sweeps the fucking leg. My world is shattered. God damn.
I'm sorry. You might actually have to start like making eye contact with people.
Well, I'm not going to quit now. I'm in too deep.
I think we probably got one more in us. We got one more run, one more little bit. Something. It feels incomplete. This episode has been eclectic. It's been topical. It's been timely. It's been.
I was going to say
real.
A fentanyl it's fever dream, but
a sentinel fever dream.
Fentanyl fever dream.
Oh, fentanyl.
You've been watching too much X Men.
Destroy mutants. X Men 97 is really good, and the fact that you're not watching it makes me sad. That's why I keep bringing it up.
Well, I did recently acquire my sister's Disney Plus, and then I'll go watch it.
You fucking dude, it has no business beads. It is so fucking good. It is better than anything the MCU has done since Endgame.
Uh-huh.
It's so unbelievably good. It hurts. Episode 5 is a masterpiece.
What you just said about best thing they've done since Endgame is also like saying It's the worst shit anyone's ever took since I had diarrhea 5 minutes ago. So I just want to call
You didn't like Endgame?
I didn't like anything after Endgame.
Yeah, like I'm saying that Endgame was, you know, a very, very fun, good time. Put a bow on the whole thing. They've been spinning their wheels and fucking up since then. But this is way better than all that shit. It is, like, I'd put it up there with, like, Captain America the Winter Soldier. It is solid fucking shit.
You do love a Winter Soldier. You're just like a guy with a robot hand.
To be fair, I'm a big sucker for anyone with a robot hand.
Yeah. Honestly, even Captain Hook. Sometimes I worry you're a little too into him.
Well, you know, it does unscrew, and he can put other implements on there.
You think if you had a detachable hand, you'd have one of them that was a middle finger?
Listen, all I'm saying is if you were going to go by hours spent, they'd call him Captain Plug.
He has a plug.
Good night, everybody.
He has a plug on his severed hand?
Like, it's a butt plug. Like, he's got
he puts
different
a plug on his severed hand and puts it up his butt?
Like a butt plug. No, not up his own, you know, for other. Well, he might be flexible enough. I don't know. You ruined it.
What do you want with all
you
them?
You ruined it.
What do you
it.
Want with all them boys?
Oh, good night, no. Everybody.
A Secret Weapon production.